One of the biggest cases on abortion was heard yesterday, March 26th, Tuesday, at the Supreme Court. I want you to imagine with me. I'm gonna give you an example about what this case actually represents. Imagine if you're watching an NFL football game when your favorite teams is playing in the Super Bowl, okay? And there's a play, and they're you know 5 yards away from the goal line. Before the quarterback hikes the ball, or you know, gets the ball given to him, I believe that's hiking the ball. A couple of his linemen, you know, jump the gun and they're offsides. But you know, flags are thrown, but the play continues on. The quarterback gets the ball to the running back, and the running back, you know, plows through these guys and lands on the goal line, and everybody's all up in arms saying, oh, you know, look, he got a touchdown. He didn't get a touchdown. Look how close he is. And so they're playing all these tapes about how close he is to the goal line to determine whether or not he actually got a touchdown. But the entire play was nullified because their teammates were offsides before the play even started. What's the point of even arguing about whether this guy's close or just over the goal line? There is no point. Why would you even want to play it back? This is exactly what's going on at the Supreme Court right now. Chemical abortion is what they're arguing about. And whether or not these four physicians plus, I think there's several physicians plus four physician groups representing thousands of doctors all across the country basically filed a suit against the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, saying that the FDA initially in 2000, when the Clinton administration's FDA approved this drug, did not go through their safety and efficacy protocols. They actually circumvented it using subpart H in the FDA's code, as if this drug were an emergency drug absolutely necessary to save the lives of people about to die. This is, of course, assumes that pregnant women are, you know, that have a disease and that they're about to die. Of course, we all know that's not true. A woman is pregnant because of the healthy functioning of her reproductive system, and pregnancy is not a disease. But beyond that, there is a thing called the Comstock Act, which is a federal law that says that it is illegal to transport abortion drugs via any common carrier in the mail, FedEx, UPS, you name it, okay? It's illegal to ship any drug that's designed to cause an abortion across U.S. borders or state lines. It's called the Comstock Act. It was initially instated by, I think it was 1871, and it was modified in I believe, 1971. And, you know, all the pro-abortion politicians are saying, oh, the Comstock Act, you know, it's Victorian-era morality. I mean, even, you know, Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is tasked, by the way, oath-bound to you know, enforce the laws equally, enforce all the laws of the land. He came out a year ago, January, saying he's not going to enforce the Comstock Act relative to chemical abortion. You know, first of all, what? You can't just pick and choose which laws you're going to enforce and which ones you're not going to enforce, like some kind of legal buffet. That's not your job. Your job is to enforce the laws duly passed by the legislature. So now the Supreme Court is hearing this case. Do doctors have standing to file a lawsuit against the FDA because of mifepristone and the presence of mifepristone in potential patients, you know, who are going to be ending up in the emergency room, and this is going to cause doctors to have to violate their conscience to provide, you know, abortions to patients whose chemical abortions didn't work, blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a second. Why are we talking about this? Every instance of chemical abortion in this country is illegal and represents a violation of the Comstock Act. For the Supreme Court to hear this case and to rule on this case, on the merits of this case relative to standing or blah, 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 undermines the legislative authority in this country. It undermines the federal legislature. You're putting the cart before the horse here. You got to take a step back. This case shouldn't even be before us. You need to be enforcing the Comstock Act. Every instance of chemical abortion in America had to be shipped here across U.S. borders because most of it's made in China, and it had to be shipped from wherever the warehouse is to across state borders to get it to where you know, these women are taking it in their homes, and then, of course, having to go to the emergency room because of all the the complications that attend chemical abortion. This is similar to what happened in the Dred Scott case. You probably remember this, but I believe it was in the 1850s. Dred Scott was a slave who he and his wife Harriet insisted that they had, lived in free states and therefore ought to have, their freedom. And they sued for their freedom in the state of Missouri. That was Dred Scott versus Sanford. Okay, Sanford, I believe, was the brother of Emerson, who was the slave owner of both Harriet and Scott. Emerson died, and I believe Sanford represented the estate of the widow, Emerson. So, at any rate, the Supreme Court, essentially said that the Missouri Compromise was null and void, and states didn't have a right to pass laws, recognizing the freedom of African American people, the personhood of African American people, and that Scott himself did not have standing to file suit. It was technically one of the worst decisions ever made by the Supreme Court relative to judicial legislation, which is unconstitutional, legislating from the bench. And the only other case that many people think was worse. A worse Supreme Court decision was the Roe versus Wade decision, where they legislated abortion from the bench, similarly. And it had everything to do with the same concept of the personhood status of a category of human. If personhood could be proved as to the preborn boy or girl, then it was going to be illegal for anybody to abort a child. And so the Supreme Court arbitrarily decided, I believe it was 7-2, similar to Dred Scott, 7-2. Arbitrarily said, oh, no, the word person does not apply to the unborn. Says you? Says you? What are you, God now? I mean, the reality is this Supreme Court case ought not to be going through. And quite frankly, if you listen to the oral arguments that came out yesterday, Justice Clarence Thomas and Justice Samuel Alito both asked the question about the Comstock Act. Why are we talking about whether or not these doctors have standing to file suit against the FDA in protection of women and children, by the way, when in fact Danco Laboratories and GenBioPro, the pharmaceutical companies, are ignoring the Comstock. They're getting a pass on violating the federal law. And if the Supreme Court rules on this case, on the merits of this particular case, they're essentially undermining the role of the legislature. And that in and of itself needs to be addressed. I think it needs to be addressed by the legislature. I think the legislature needs to come out and say, hey, wait a second. I don't care where you stand on the abortion problem. The Supreme Court does not have the right to trample upon duly enacted laws in the legislature. If you want to bring a case before the court relative to the constitutionality of the Comstock Act, go right ahead. But until then, you've got to enforce the law. It is not the job of the Supreme Court to give Danco Laboratories and the FDA and GenBioPro and all these pharmaceutical companies that make these dangerous drugs a pass on the Comstock Act. Enforce the law equally. This needs to be a message to the Attorney General, who is intentionally violating, allowing the law to be violated. He needs to be not just impeached, but I think he needs to be pursued for criminality in this. And Jesus talked about this too, by the way. When Jesus was freeing people, like, for example, a man who was enslaved by a demon, the demon was making him blind and deaf, mute, he couldn't speak. Jesus healed him, and he was accused of freeing this man, because of the power of Satan. And Jesus said, you think I'm casting out demons by the master of the demons, by Satan? No, a house divided against itself cannot stand. Oh, and by the way, this Dred Scott decision that undermined the legislature by the Supreme Court was a decision that happened right before the Civil War. A house divided against itself cannot stand. And you know who reiterated Jesus' statements about a house divided against itself relative to the Supreme Court and the legislature? Abraham Lincoln. It's like history is repeating itself right here. My hope is that the Supreme Court and all the justices on the Supreme Court will understand this. And if they do understand this, here's what will happen. They will say, hey, go back to the drawing board, FDA. Do your job. Do your due diligence. Make sure this drug goes through its paces. Meanwhile, enforce the law. The Comstock Act is being violated willingly and blatantly. Bald-faced conspiracy to circumvent federal law is happening by pharmaceutical companies like Danco and GenBio Pro, by pharmacy chains like Walgreens and CVS, by pro-abortion politicians like New York Governor Kathy Hochul, New York City Mayor Eric Adams. This is racketeering. This is federal money laundering. This is, and I'm not making this stuff up. This comes from people who understand the law. So we need to take a breath, take a step back and say, wait, what are we doing? The whole play is null and void. Everybody was offsides from the beginning. Let's go back and say, hey, wait, stop, everybody. You know, mifepristone, misoprostol, mifeprex, all these, all, whatever you call the chemical abortion drug and the follow-up drug, misoprostol, to expel the baby with uterine contractions. All that is offsides. All that needs to be stopped. And it's the purview, by the way, of the executive branch to make sure that the laws the legislature duly passes are enforced, whether they agree with them or not. Oh, and by the way, did you know the Emancipation Proclamation was a piece of Victorian era moral legislation? It's ridiculous to hear what these pro-abortion politicians are saying about legislation they don't like. It just doesn't happen to match with their enlightened sense of morality, as if they're somehow more morally enlightened than somebody back in the 1850s or 1860s or 1870s. It makes no sense. It's called chronological snobbery. Just because you're a generation that's one or two or three generations removed from a people that instituted legislation to protect all people equally, including the black community, doesn't mean that you're better. And to use to assail a piece of legislation like the Comstock Act with appellations like, well, it's just Victorian era moral legislation. That being the case, If age, in legislation, determines its moral validity, then what about thou shalt not murder? I mean, it's pretty old. Maybe it's outdated. Thank you for watching Proof of Life. My name is Reverend Jim Harden. Follow me on all your favorite social media and podcast platforms. Like, comment, and share. If you have any concerns, feel free to send them via mail in CRAN to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Suite LGBTQ, zip code 00666. Thank you. God bless.